Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up on the facts.
Love and devotion.
Don't fight. Did the trust of lost emotion.
Give me your
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with the Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dream. Despite the things this troubled world can bring, oh say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie." Well, well, well.
We live in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song.
Without
you, all the love you show,
oh,
happy to anyone else.
Brain and lip smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus. Or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dom queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. And I am gifted. I am all of this and indeed the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
I see the pizza. No, I got the Jones, but my own Rashida. Can you put me on with the Nagarita? She stay on my dome, she gone. Sharon Leo,
the goddess, don't be so mother.
What I have you here with me?
I just wanna do things that you can't believe. I'll pick you up and put you on your throne.
Did you were made to reign, girl. Sunshine is my world. I do it all cause you my queen.
Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down to their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say, they still can't see. I say, it's the arch in my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now, you understand, that's why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. And that poem, everyone should know, is Phenomenal Woman by the late, great Maya Angelou. May she eternally rest in peace. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we celebrate Women's Month through the prompt, A Woman's Strength. Celebrate, shout out, and honor the important women in your lives with us through a night of poetry and music dedicated to the women's strength, to women's strength. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. King, good evening. How are you tonight?
What's good? What's good? Chilling out here, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good. Marvelous day, you know what I'm saying? So I can't say nothing else or less.
Yes.
You know what I mean? How you doing?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm doing well. I am loving the change in the seasons. The spring is giving me so much optimism and energy. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm excited. And I'm excited for tonight's show. How about you?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is on that, but it's a beautiful display of, you know, a woman's strength in this world. You know what I'm saying? It was a woman that brought me into this world, so, you know, got to always appreciate that on that, you know?
Absolutely. That's so true. That is very true. I think that's, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. It starts with a woman. Don't forget. And before we do get this evening started, I want to make sure that we take time out to let everyone know that tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shouts out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this all possible. Ain't that right? I got mine going. How about you?
I'm always decked out. You know what I mean? Poster boy. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. After that information that you sent me, I think we should post it because I think it's helpful if people will understand exactly what the jewels and stones, those natural stones that Raw Links provide can actually do for you. They can help you energetically and help you transmute energy. And they are very important at a fundamental level. And to be able to rock them in such a, you know what I'm saying, a very cute and unique way, very customizable way, can't beat that. I love the pieces that you have, and I love the pieces you gave me for my last birthday, and I love the pieces that I've gotten over the past couple of years from him.
Yeah.
I think I might treat myself for my birthday that's coming up. But, yeah.
You got to keep the energy where it needs to be at, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Right. Yes, indeed. I agree. I totally agree. Oh, man. Well, I'm excited to hear what people have to say, you know, the different messages and sharing and just stories of, like, cause a lot of times when we have a prompt or an idea, I try to, like, consider it, you know what I mean, from a poetic perspective, because I think that's what we really come to this platform to do, is to prompt people to maybe write more, and then the more you write, you compile enough stuff to have you a strong portfolio, and I think that's a beautiful thing. So to think about the prompts as you get a chance to write on them, but like just seeing how important, not just, I know it's not just women, men are also important, but like the important roles that women play in everybody's life and the memories that people have with the important women in their lives. I hope we get a chance to, you know, touch bases on that. You have any important, what's the fondest memory with an important woman in your life? How about you start there?
Which one?
I mean, I know there's a lot of them, but if you could pick one.
Nah, I'm just bullshitting around. You know, my grandmother and my mother, you know what I'm saying? I say, you know what I'm saying? Because my mother came from my grandmother, you know what I'm saying? So, overall, you know what I'm saying, two important women in my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they meant a lot in different ways and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
lessons were born and instead upon me and guided mm-hmm. me by my pops, you know what I'm saying? As you know
right.
what I'm saying, I brought information towards him. And he's like, oh, okay, let me break that down for you, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
beautiful.
That's beautiful. Need that duality and that balance. That's a good thing to have for sure.
That's what made me who I am today. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's wonderful. I
see. You're walking on the scales of life.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And doing a fine job at it, if I might say so myself.
I appreciate it. Every day, every week struggle.
yeah, I get it. It is an uphill battle out here, but
I
we built for this. We built for this. Let's go into affirmations. We are built for this.
Indeed. So I said it all the time. I wake up every morning, brand new day, brand new feeling. Let's go out in the world and get it, no matter what. That's my affirmation every morning.
Yes. That's what's up. That's what's up. For me, I have to say a really core memory. See, like, when it comes to women in my family, it's predominantly, you know, it was when I grew up, it was all the women communal together helping to raise all of the children because, like, you know, my mom and dad had situations, so I ended up growing up with my aunt, and we lived in the projects, but, like, I had an aunt or cousin in, like, five or six of the buildings inside of the whole project. So it was like, and a bunch of cousins in those buildings too, and then just the community that you build. And it's like, you know, people think of the projects and they think like these rough things, but I'm like, I remember hula hooping and dance contests and playing checkers with rocks and glass, and it was always an elder woman or like a woman in the community leaning out of that window like, you better not do that or you better stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? It was like a community of women that were integral in my memory of like how I grew up and how it was made beautiful in spite of like all of the stuff that might seem like it was bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to get too far off topic, but that just came to mind when we were talking about it, like just, you know, those bright colors and bright memories and that protection spell, that, you know what I mean, those prayers and protection that they kept around us even in like the worst storms. I think that's always been beautiful, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's always good
money. Word. Well, how about we get to some of this poetry? Do you have a piece you want to share with us tonight, Ken?
Well, you know, being as one as my lady first.
Aw, word. Oh, you caught me off guard. Okay.
No, because you thought she was gonna catch me on that one.
I was trying to hear that. I feel like I'm talking too much, and I don't want to, like, you know, so I try to share the space, but I get you. All right, I'll leave with this one.
Yeah.
Well, all right, this is like a...
I'll go into it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it, or you want me to?
I got it. I ain't scared. Don't scare me.
Nothing.
I haven't named it, and I'm still working on it, okay? So be patient with me.
All right. Yours.
Thank you. The women in your life are more than just placeholders, waiting dutifully in chairs for you to need them. When you say her name, know that you're calling Amina Zazu, benevolent queen. When you say her name, tilt your head slightly. You might catch a gleam of Amani Rena's one-eyed warrior queen, forager of swords, ruler of mortals, meant for more than just to spoil you, to wait wilting away for you to care enough to name her. When you speak to her, put some respect on it, changing her mind on who or how she spends her time doesn't make her slow. She is a Hosi Mino, protector of the homie. She bows to no man's treachery. Meet her at her guard with your battle gear. There are dragons here. Brave the wake of the dark space that protects her last soft space. Make peace with the beast that guards her diligently, see. She's a vibe behind these walls, you see. Come get her. I promise she's worth it. And there is no promise of immediate subservience. There have been imposters before. Some have caught her off her guard. That's what these firewalls are for. Meet her. The walk to the heart of a black woman is intentionally an adventure. Heaven knows what awaits the brave soul who dares enter. Meet her there, if you dare. It should take the man in you to find the paradise that lies beyond a black girl's eyes, to see beauty in her scars, to know exactly why she's hard. Somebody had to guard her in the absence of genuine love, so she summons dragons. She casts spells. The wariest of us lace our wands and watch them all devolve into swans. See, someone should have protected her, lest a woman becomes hard enough to guard her own self. When, so let her know, where do warrior women go to fall apart? Where can we safely break into a billion delicate pieces? Where is a soft place for women like me to land? Find me somewhere, finding lost threads to tuck, or finding unruly boys whose nose need cleaning. Find me becoming the perfect specimen God and man has kept me in. Find me stoic in battle, turning callous hands into cradles. Find me feeding kings off my back. Find me suppling the world from a honey chocolate tit. Find me mid-alchemy, mixing cauldron with turmeric root and forlorn wishes. Find me. Find me, please. For being everything to someone is exhausting, finally searching, never finding a safe place to break and a soft place to land. So someone tell me, where do warrior women go when they don't know more? And that's that piece of art.
Definitely laid out that one. I mean, where do you go?
Thank you.
I must say so myself. You know?
Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Always have a way of rocking it out. You know what I'm saying? Bringing it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I need to polish that off. I was working on that after coming in. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate
you. Well, good. It had the flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. All right, so now that I have kicked it off a little something, the floor is all yours, King.
All right. This piece right here is called The One True Love. You fell in love for 9 months, even after caring for me properly, so in return I stood You fell in love for 9 months, even after caring for me properly, so in return, I'll still acknowledge you today. When I came outside your womb, in between the sun and moon, there's no way I couldn't see you in a light that shined bright. The beautiful woman that hugged and kissed the star child, blessed from a universe only you and my father could join forces, struggling to carry weight in society, which had become a doomsday project that set up young parents to fail. Father of time played his position as you walked Earth on the edge of unknown situations that came and left, holding your chest and your breath. You made choices in life, holding on to ancestral beliefs, keeping hope and faith alive. I learned you didn't hide the many faces that were seen inside a blind couple's dream, compassionate stole from the assets of life. How about that? Rose from calamity's reality, never mind a broken fantasy where weird ones reside and hide. Dear mama, your strength was never vacant. Your physical, even on the other plane of existence, you know how much you love. These words, from what I've seen and saw, you are my buzz. I drop every year since 2017 just because. My whole structure is because father and mother, no matter the tales of now, you prevailed unlike this generation. So I salute the truth with them proof of what to do. I stand tall, even if I fall, I get back up because of you, Karen.
Damn. Yo. Hold up. I'm speechless. I'm speechless right now. Like, wow. That was so heartfelt, and it was so, you know, I have to say it's a little different than like what I'm used to. I ain't gonna say put you in a box in any way, but like this, I've never heard of this from you, and I love that evolution. This just is so, this is very, very big piece.
I go there sometimes. It's just a 70s thing, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
today I just chose like to step into that 70s box.
Yeah,
emotion and everything.
Word.
I go there a lot of times, but sometimes I just don't like going there. That's all it is.
Yeah. I'm glad you did,
I mean,
because this show a different side of you. But like I always, it's understood that you respect the ancestors and all. You know what I mean, including your parents, and you hold them in high regard. You always make that known. But like this heartfelt understanding and this traveling back into their footsteps and understanding how those made yours possible. I think that's so amazing how you put that into this piece as a celebration of not just your mother, but like the passion and the, like you said, what is it? No matter the tales and now, you prevail in spite of it. And I'm like, you know, and the other part when you're like holding on to the ancestral beliefs and like how you tied those into everything that you did in order to like bring you to this was like a level of like vulnerability and understanding about you that I'm just kissed on this one, very much so. I love this.
You know what too, I just really tapped into my mother's energy, which I don't really do most of the time, but
yeah.
I've been out in the streets along with her, like going here and there, so I know the things that she's done and the strength that she has, and you never seen no point where she like cried about nothing, and she was upset and felt a way about something. She was very highly expressed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No matter what the circumstance, it could have been looking real messy. You know what I'm saying? But she still, like, stood her ground and was her. Whether you liked it or not, she was just her. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just tapped into
that
energy. That's definitely, you know what I mean?
I said that shows a lot of heart. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She definitely had the courage, you know what I'm saying, the strength. Just train moving.
Well, all set.
I really
want to
make a dead mama part two.
Hey, listen. I'm saying. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. You set it off tonight. I wish I knew what a ding, ding, ding was, because you definitely deserve it. All praises due to the king for sharing this beautiful piece in honor of his mother. That's so awesome. Thank you, king. All right, I'm gonna play a quick piece of. Oh, no problem. I'm gonna play a quick bit of music, and then we're gonna get to some of these callers that we have in queue. Before we do that, I do want to let you know, if you're listening in online, the dialer number is 319-527-6300. And just make sure that you hit that one. And if you're visiting from Facebook, make sure that you share that link. Let everybody know what's going on and that you're listening in. Share the vibes with us, all right? We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Oh,
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. King, are you ready to hear some poetry from our callers?
Oh, yeah. Let's bring the callers in.
All right. All right. It looks like first up to the mic, we have Epiphany's own, the diva, La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, La Perla Negra. How are you, my love?
Way back long ago, that's my
hey.
Jam. Hey, y'all, how
y'all
doing?
Girl,
I'm
going on.
That right there. Yo, yeah. I'm over here like, yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. Well,
yeah, I'm trying to tell you, music. You, when you get on, when you get behind the switchboard and you start working your magic, I'm smiling. I'm telling you,
thank
I am
you.
Always smiling. And both you and
thank
your partner
you.
Over there, y'all be killing it on the what they used to call the one and twos. Y'all be spinning
the
ones
and twos.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. And the poetry. Oh, you guys are amazing. I'm like, really? That's how they going to do
it? Yeah, thank you.
Get early into the field.
Y'all be killing it. You be killing it. The music, oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I'm in a good mood.
Yes, indeed.
I wasn't in a very good mood, but I am now.
Oh, that's beautiful to hear. Because if you could give yourself a little dose of the sunshine that you just entered the mic with, I would love that for
aww.
You. Because I love it when you show up that way. It's like, hey, the sun is out now. Danielle is here.
Oh, you're so free.
I am for
real.
Make
me want to tell you a secret on air, but I can't do it. No, you know how you just feel so comfortable with somebody. Wait,
yeah.
You know how you feel so comfortable with somebody? You just want to reveal some shit to them.
Right.
I tell you, you just get comfortable like that. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I was like,
back
in
my senses now, though.
Okay. All
right.
No.
All right,
oh,
no more
man.
Fools around.
You know, my cheeks hurting. You know what? You are infectious. All
oh,
right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what's up.
You are so welcome. So tonight we are talking a woman's strength, and we don't usually keep track of a question. Well, I don't usually keep track of a question. King probably would, but I'm always, you know. But at any rate, I would like to know, in honor of, you know, Women's Month and, you know, memories of a woman's strength. Do you have a memory with, like, a solid woman in your life that showed you the value of strength, or, like, one of those core memories of a woman that you'd like to share?
Goodness gracious. I'm like, King, which one? All right, so, I have a lot. And one of them is my husband's cousin, okay? Our relationship has always been like, I don't know. It's gotten strange over time, but I will always look at a woman as a woman when she's being a woman, doing her woman thing, okay? I will always recognize that in her, and I will always acknowledge it in her. And she was married to one of my husband's closest friends. And he took her through a lot of changes. But she always walked with her head up. She cried, and she cried in front of me. And I know it meant a lot for her to release like that, but she would tell me how it is to stay on your woman's shit, to be a grown woman and to prioritize what was going on in your life. And you can still, regardless of how bad you've been hurt, how dirty you've been done, you're still a woman. Nothing is going to change that. And if you're a mother, you're a beautiful mother, regardless of what takes place, you can still walk around and be proud of yourself and still love yourself and present yourself as a woman. You don't ever let anything change you, nothing. And I kept that with me. It took me a minute to absorb it, but I always kept it with me. And that was one of the things that I am very, very grateful for in life. If people don't understand the struggles of a woman, honey, not a real woman, they don't. Okay. It takes a lot for us to, you know, there's a story about how hard it is to make a black woman smile. Okay. And I can't remember the whole, I can't remember the words to it, but I'll find it and I'll bring it to y'all. It's so much strength in that piece, man. But that's it. I'm not going to mention no names because I'm not going to mention no names, but it's her.
That's beautiful. Because you know what? You never realize, you know, just the proximity or the closeness that you have to people, that even if things don't always, you know, turn out the way that you expect them to, you kind of have to, like, eat the meat and spit out the bone, so to speak. And that's one of that, you know, that meat that kind of nourish your way of thinking. That even if the relationship left, it's like you learn something that you keep with you, and that's beautiful. That is very beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It did something for me. Yes. It is absolutely necessary. You know what? I got to apologize because I was so I rested today. I ain't gonna lie, I got me some rest today. Okay, I ain't did nothing. I got some rest and I feel better, but I didn't get a chance to write a new piece. And with me seeing the topic, I got something. I got a whole lot of something. I got a piece that I want to construct that's going to be just beautiful, but I have to give y'all what I got for now. But I'm going to come back with that piece one day, not today.
Okay.
But
I can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to hear that one. And I'm anxious to hear what you have today. I know it's going to be good. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah. Thank you. Ooh, okay. This was actually a prompt from the Get Down. Mine is entitled, though. All right. When I breathe, my words create a portal for life unspoken on the frequency of unconditional love's vibration. When some just can't seem to find their way through. When I breathe, my words create from pure intentions that ride on the molecular structure of that O2 I spit. So they know that the words that resonate with them, that light up ahead they see, is a beacon of hope indeed. That it's not a stop sign, it's a yes. Yes, you are unique. Yes, you have purpose. You are worthy. You are loved. You are needed. Welcome. Come on in. It's your time to shine. When I speak, my words create the breeze, clearing the fog for them to finally see those eyes that always lit up true. And they heard that you were coming through. So allow yourself to be celebrated. Because when I breathe, my words create a portal for life unspoken. My words create masterpiece.
You better.
You're always coming through, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Now, the
thank you.
Love and enjoy your poetry, you know?
Thank you. Oh, my God. But can we take a second to acknowledge this passion? It just felt like you were, like, bringing it all the way in, then you pulled it back, like, okay, but I'm a still soft, you know, I'm going to give you the gentle love. But then it's like, listen. It's like that rhythm, that's I never I don't remember hearing that from you. I love it. I love where it goes. It puts so much more oomph into everything that you said, because it's a lot of lessons and, like, tough self-love in this piece. And the way that flow came out, it just really gave it exactly what it needed.
Oh, thank you. Oh, damn.
A beacon of hope creates the breeze that clears the fog. That line right there, I was like, okay.
Right, I'm trying to show the light to y'all. That's it. That's right. Thank you.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Light
will
always shine, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes.
That's
thank
right.
you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. I didn't put it like I wanted to, but yeah, I got it out there. Thank you.
No. It's. I see the evolution in it, and I love where it's going. You know what I mean? But it's definitely that's a lot more. You know, a lot of passion in that piece that I really love. I really love that. Oh,
thank
man.
You.
Well,
definitely going to. I love Bound on it. I mean,
it did. Oh, man.
That's what's
well, nice. Thank you.
Nothing but light.
You're so welcome. But before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
I shall try. I thought I was going to skate on this one, but okay. I'll try. All right, so we're going to start with every Wednesday night. I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air. You know how we like to tease y'all, but as soon as we come up with something, we'll let you know. I'm sure you're going to love it. Ooh, let's see, where else am I at? Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron. And that is from a Royal Pence perspective, and that is hosted by Epiphany's own Anonymity. Ooh. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and relax to the tunes in my playlist. And I think that's it.
There's one more.
Okay. Now, sometimes on Monday nights, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, shout out to Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, baby, it depends on how he's feeling. He might, you know, have the Soul Cafe. I am one four host, and I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Poetic, and Just Jay. Now, y'all come on by that night because, well, we want you to come by every night, but this particular night, what we do is we have a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and that segment helps you tap into your creative side. Within a time constraint, but you'll love it. And I believe that is it, ladies and gentlemen.
the hardest working lady in Epiphany Radio, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you're speaking with. She is the glue coming through. All right, Diva, well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. That piece was brilliant, and your energy just gives me life. So I hope you stand by. We might, you know, do another round later on. So if you have another piece you want to share, just stick by with us, okay?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was saying, I got you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Where's your body? I don't wanna drop too far. I say I don't wanna drop too fast, 'cause I feel I might crash this year. I don't wanna do that still. I never heard of a thing called fear. That's why I'm at your door, looking this way. The only genius child that's left, doing your thing. You were a blessing in disguise, Lord have mercy. You're so beautiful, I love your vibe. Please don't hurt me. The only one can stop the time when it's her name. Your white lighter in the air, you stand for something. It's 'cause you stand. Muscle, 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 muscle Listen. Don't you sway my way, you might fade away. Don't be wasting time, just gon' save the day. We make history today, now you don't need another. We ain't even dating, we just dealing with each other. I said you don't need another. We ain't even dating, we just, I don't even love you. We just a little, I don't even know you, but I see you belong, you belong. I said, I won't even love you. Give me just a little. I won't even know you. But love for you is on. But die for you is on.
You're driving way too fast for my good. And that ain't right. See, we don't drive the same. And I don't wanna play with you. She tell me take off your cool. Well, maybe you ain't cool enough. Hey, I should hide from this. I just love to be alone and vibe to this. It's a sad boy paradise, I'm high on this. Rather relying on you if I'm alive with this. And I know you don't wanna hear that, baby, baby. But I'm so done with you, you crazy, crazy, yeah.
I don't even love you, you're just a little. I don't even know you, but I see you put down. I said, I won't even love you. Give me just a little. I won't even know you. But love you with them. But stop you with them.
I said, I don't know myself when I'm around ya. You're to me like bees are to the flowers. You can help me, but I feel your power. I'm so curious and that's the problem. I don't know myself when I'm around ya. You're to me like bees are to the flowers. You can help me, but I feel your power. I'm so curious and that's the problem. I don't even love you. Give me just a little. I don't even know you, but
Epiphany Radio.
They know who we be.
Baby, baby. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real entertainment network, if you didn't know. King, are you ready to keep this party moving? It looks like some of the poets have decided to join us to share their opinions on the strong women in their lives. Yeah, so let's get ready to open up some of these lines. I apologize if you don't have your name, but it looks like our next caller is coming in from area code 540. Area code 540, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Oh, Mr. Automatic Charismatic King. Have you heard his voice in a while? I have not. How have you been?
Yes, I've been doing fine.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Can you come a little closer to your phone? It's a little hard to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. That's much better. I'm sorry to hear you were going through something. But,
No doubt.
Yeah. It's good to hear your voice.
It's been working.
Yeah.
Been working. I got more driving to do, but I tried to show some love while I was on the road.
Okay. We always happy to hear your voice. Isn't that right, King?
I'm glad you could make it here. Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Oh, man. Well, Autumn, Tonight we're talking about a woman's strength. Before we get into the poetry, do you have a memory of someone special in your life who just, you know, imprinted those core memories showing you a woman's strength that you would like to share with us tonight?
My lady.
Hmm.
I mean, she, when I'm mad at something, she comes through and keep me from being so mad. Yeah, she calms it down a lot. I mean, she makes me laugh, stuff like that. You know.
Awesome. So you found someone that brings you peace. That's always a beautiful thing to have.
Yeah. She's my friend. She's my friend and lover at the same time.
Oh, man.
I'll be out on this road. I don't get to see her a lot, but she understands. She don't, you know, she don't knock me for being what I do. I ain't got to see her all the time.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's some balance. She knows you're out there getting, you know, taking care of what you need to take care of. So that's good to have someone, yes, and to have that peace once you get back after everything that you deal with on the road. So that sounds like that's exactly what you need, and I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I love her all my heart. That's my heartbeat right there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I tell you what, this truck driving thing, I'm telling you right now, it's a lot of people think, oh, you just driving, you ain't. No. You do 11 hours, 14-hour day. It's I'm not saying it's like labor, hard labor, but it's more of a mental. It's more mental than anything.
I understand that. Well, you know, taking care of your business and doing what you need to do, and happy that, you know, you're blessed with the strength to keep on doing it. And when you get back home, you got that piece of sugar. Well, not a piece of sugar, but like that piece.
Yeah, you're right. I got a piece of sugar. That's good.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I like the way you said that.
Like,
piece of sugar. That woo, ain't nothing like some sugar. You just get something sweet.
Right.
That is a beautiful thing. Yeah, need some sugar.
Yes,
sugar. If you don't have sugar in your lemonade, it's gonna be sour, ain't
it? It sure is. It sure is.
Yeah, all right. Don't want nothing sour.
That's for sure. And I know, I can't wait to hear how all of this plays into you. I'm sure you're bringing one of your amazing freestyles tonight. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right.
And
I
want to do, I was thinking about Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin?
And, yeah, so this is how freestyle came on, because the name of this poem is called My Name is Karen.
My name is Karen. All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Look at him. He think he's on top of the world. Look at them. They think they belong in my neighborhood. Who the hell do they think they are? Who the hell she thinks she is? They make me sick. They're trash in my neighborhood. Well, a good white girl like me, a Karen, so happy. Be like the whiteness and be in the likeness. Their hatred never made me feel naked, because I don't want these people around me, because my name is Karen. You see, I got to see what these people are up to. Let me go looking out my window. You see, my nosiness may turn up the tempo. Make sure I go ahead and bake a cake so I can make my intro. Welcome to the neighborhood. How you doing? Like I really give a damn how they doing. They're barbecuing out here. I don't like it. I need to call the police on them. Sure, police may do something to them, but that's not my problem. Because my name is Karen. Yes. That's my reaction. I can't even imagine. These black people are like bugs. And they must be squashed. They look like they're lost. And why do they have to choose my neighborhood with their ghetto selves? My name is Karen. Of a lost soul. Am I lost? Or finding my purpose? Yeah, I'm that nosy neighbor. And I tried and I tried to get rid of these black people, but I'm a failure. Maybe the power is beyond my means. But welcome to the neighborhood with the phony smile. Who am I? My name is Karen. This is Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Tank is in, I'm on in, pipe and dry.
That's what's up, bro.
That is. I like the way you told it. Yeah. So a little bit of a story there, and I feel that, and I know that that is something that's been going on. And if you watch on the internet, you'll see a lot of nonsense that really touched on, and it's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate that there's people out here that are weaponized the police, knowing that, you know, it don't always.
And that.
Black
men.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to say this. Black men have been lynched. If a white woman tell a lie and say, oh, a black man raped me, that black man's distorted. That black man, you look at Michael Irvin, they have no evidence. Look at Emmett Till, the way he died from a white woman. Look at how what happened in Rosewood from a white woman. Look what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that all white women are bad. But those ones that are bad got more power. Prove me otherwise. Because all it takes is that bad. It's not the good one don't only have that much power. They'll get rid of the good one. The one that says, look, I can't be treating these people like this. They'll get rid of them. But the ones, the Beckys and the Karens, they'll follow them through. All they got to do is just lie and say, hey, some black man raped me. Or some black, and then black men will lose their jobs. Black men just try to fight for their integrity. If anybody could prove me wrong, Look what has happened historically.
That is it. Yeah. And I was watching this thing with these home workers, and they were talking about how there's a lot of women going into these geriatric centers, and they start to tell the things that they did when they were younger, and that comes up as very common, and they just kind of take it to their old age before they say anything about it or anybody can do anything about it. But you know,
right.
I think it's beautiful that there are so many different issues going on nowadays that need attention, that can get swept under the rug. You know what I mean? Because, like, I wasn't even aware of the Michael Irvin case. But I was looking it up as you were reading your poem to understand how it, you know, tied into it. And I'm like, you know, things like that, it's nice to be able to use your voice and your creativity to bring a perspective
to a topic in order to keep
right.
that topic.
Well,
you know what I mean? To make it into
thanks.
Go ahead.
A white woman called the police on me. And my Isuzu trooper needed a jump. I never touched the window. She told the police that I touched the window. I never touched the window. If he could have locked me up thinking that I was harassing that white woman. She called the police on me for no reason at all. I lied to you not. All I asked her, I always feel people's energy. When they ain't trying to talk to you, they on the phone, I leave them alone. I back off.
Right.
You got to feel that energy. When that energy ain't matching your energy, you got to roll out because it's not going to, because somebody, people do things like, okay, all you did was ask a question, but they going to look at that as harassment. Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's true. And you don't want to ever diminish your experience. And it's what's fortunate, I could say, and the positive thing about the experience is it's not, you know, there are cops out there that approach it and they'll actually tell them, like, you know, why would you do that? That's not the right way to approach it. If somebody actually feels unsafe and they call the cops, then you don't ever want to make somebody feel like they shouldn't. But for people to just to weaponize that service the way that they do, knowing the outcome, I think is it should be dealt with differently so that it's not like a mask cast on every white woman that they are all like that. But it's like, if you're like that,
right.
you should be taken, you should face some type of, you know, there should be some,
like
something,
barbecue Becky.
Right. There should be something done when you're doing that intentionally, because there should be something else going on at that officer's attention could have been taken towards. But yeah, I'm glad that you brought that
topic.
I think
they should be arrested for weaponizing police.
There you go.
Thank you for having me on.
You are so welcome. King, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm just in
here.
I mean, the whole vibe out.
Okay, all right. All right, well, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, thank you for chatting with us tonight, and thank you for bringing that, your poem to us, your freestyle. You always love to hear it, and stay up. Make sure you take care of that sugar you got. All right?
Yeah, that sugar giving me up.
All right.
I put that sugar in my coffee.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling me. You have a good night, okay? One love, one mic.
You do the same. One love, one mic.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. All right, I'm going to play a little bit of music, and we're going to get right back to the call. I do want to remind everybody again, if you're listening online or if you're listening in, make sure that you hit that one and join us. We love to hear your perspective. We're talking about a woman's strength. I know there's a woman in your life that you would like to shout out in. Now's the opportunity. Come on. And if you're listening online, remember the number 319-527-6300. And just make sure again that you hit that one. All right? You going to play some music and come right back. King, are you still with me?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the building.
All right. Be right back.
Can make me so confused, but it's all change everything. It's gonna be alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be
alright.
They know who we be.
That's right. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. And we are going to keep this poetry party moving in honor of a woman's strength. All right, King, do you happen to have another piece locked and loaded to share with us?
Yeah, I got a piece. Hold on a second.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, this piece right here is titled Honey Pot.
All right, the mic is yours.
All right. On my spiritual retreat, I met a woman who mirrored me. Beautiful sight to see as I continue on my journey. Love is strong and hard, walk through life as a guard. Stands by my merits, I'm posted high where I start. Introduced myself as Joe, she replied, her name is Delilah. As we wait in line for breakfast, speaking in tones that is required, Delilah asked about my jacket, which showed King Atterbury. Responded that I'm a poet and published author, her reply was heavy. Told her about the books and shows I did weekly, stated that it's fly and that she once dabbled in poetry. So we sat in there together, seated next to the window. I took sips of my coffee as she did the same with her tea. Conversed about changes in the world and how we struggle. Have to strengthen mental muscle and cuddle what's above you. As I asked about the life she lived, her smiling eyes was classic. Employment of this woman was journalism, scholastic. I said cool as the mood became warm as we spoke. Switched topics on religion and the power of faith and hope. Time moved along, exchanged numbers, and then we departed. Received a text with her address to our house with no apartment.
It sounds like it needs to be a part two to that, but I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I want to know what happened after you got there, but
I
loved it.
I love that. There is a part two. Thanks, I appreciate
it. Oh, it is. Okay. Hopefully we can get to that part two tonight, but that's definitely like, sound like it's supposed to be an epic to start from the beginning and telling you how it bloomed and then keep pushing forward. That's what's up. That was definitely dope. I'm feeling that.
I know you got a piece in the Royal Chamber.
I will bring a tribute. It's a piece that I'm working on. All right. It's called Mother. Mother, will you dance 'neath moon and ocean? Is there enough left in you? Will you dance like your hips were free and unweighted by a rice-heavy plate? Will you dance? Can you sculpt new galaxies with the full weight of your shoulders? Can you soldier through the pain? Like your toes are painted with brilliant stars and your thighs spread wide could birth a multitude of Milky Ways, a testament to your bravery, savor, and your victory with me. Can you dance? Can you still place one foot before the other in reckless abandon of all that it costs to be blessed enough to dance like this? Can you cut a rug like sick ties binding you to indifferent root? Make no excuse. Mother, dance with me. Can you two-step and smile through your hurt feet? Can you take a single song and dance without your armor on? Acknowledge the fullness of this moment. Mother, can you dance? And that's that piece.
That's what's up. Mother, can you dance? Yes. You always got a beautiful way of putting things together, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that. You're so sweet. I'm glad to have you here. We've been rocking at this for a while. It's just only evolving and bringing its own unique vibe to the Epiphany Radio family. And I just love it here. I love to be here with the with you
indeed.
And the family.
Right. Be here. You know what I'm saying? I do have another piece.
Indeed. You do? Okay. All right. Rock it out then. When you're ready, it's all yours.
All right. piece is titled Cheryl. Delightful conversation on the mall with this woman. I was there for a luncheon with some folks at a function. Community event, social invite handed to me. What consoled my inner core is the gathering of families. Greet, meeting, greet, beautiful table display. Seated next to Desiree, who I knew from way back. Introduced me to Cheryl, who was Philippine and black. I said, hello, I'm JW, thinking she would be a good catch. As the program began, we shared laughs between eating. This one amazing weekend was beyond expectation. Afterwards, caught up with Cheryl, found out she left promotions. She asked about my books and other things I had going on. I responded to their poems written hardly for my charm. Explained I live life from the soul and from my spirit. She gave a business card that said, love has no limits. She gave me a hug and kiss on the cheek and then left. Walked off toward my ride thinking, wow, she pretty cool. Sent her a message stating my name, I really enjoyed the time. A few days later, received a call from Cheryl about the show, asking if I could recite for my books, that would be lovely. I said, fine, no problem, giving my highest approval. Felt like time stood still for me in a silent movie, and that's that piece came.
Oh, my gosh. And that was the part two for the other one?
No. That's something totally different.
Okay. Well, they followed the same.
No, I get it.
Oh, no, I was saying, like, the it's certain pieces. Some of your pieces, I feel like you go from, like, you switch aspects and turn in different directions. And, like, one stance, it'll be, like, a couple of different things going on. But, like, I love the ones when you, like, follow a story and you, like, slow down and take in the full picture of everything that's going on. And you've been doing a lot of that tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, look out for King's new book. It might be, you know. Well, look out for any of King's books. But there's a new one on the horizon that's definitely, I think, is going to surprise
us
all.
That one is JW Volume 3. W.F. Berry Volume 3, Wintergreen.
So. Can't wait to
read it. That'll be on the rise soon.
Are any of these pieces in that book?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
It might be, not be. Just have to check out the book and see what's really good.
I feel you. We'll take that. Definitely check out his collection of poetry. It's something for every different palette and every different occasion. Check him out on Amazon or Facebook or Instagram. Ain't that right, King?
Yeah, lulu.com. I mean, I'm just walking my purpose in the world. That's all.
Absolutely. And I love to see it. All right, we want to hit you guys with another song, and then we're going to come back and see who else is willing to maybe join us. Hit that one. Give us a call in, 319-527-6300, and hit that one to join us, or spin the block. If you've already joined us, we, you know, hit you back up and see if you have another piece that you'd like to share. So, all right, we'll be right back with you guys. Indeed.
It's like the morning time, don't want to wake up, I just want to stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to it. for granted, you'll be regretting it. Oh, I should be a legend, oh yeah. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. Grass ain't green nowhere else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. King, this night has been, oof, it's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been
a little something.
rocking it out.
Yes,
That's right.
All right. I do as Diva La Perla Negra. If you would like to share another piece. So now that we have some time in queue, I'm going to go ahead and grab it. Is that all right, King?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Okay. Welcome back, La Perla Negra. It is time to spin the block. How you doing, Diva? Are you still with us?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Absolutely. I am here.
Okay, all right. It's been the block time, so we can't wait to hear another one of your brilliant pieces. So when you're ready.
Oh, I got you.
All right.
Thank you.
All yours.
Thank you. This is called, He Called Me Angel. I was hurt, lost, and keeping to myself. My heart crying to the universe to expand my arms because I realized they ran out of space when I started stumbling over pieces of my shattered heart that was hitting the floor because they just couldn't fit. My plea was if he would just release me from his cage, thoughts of me, perhaps my tears I have inside of him, I could release and free me. But then he, an angelic stranger, appeared out of nowhere as if the angels did a drive-by, drop off from Amazon in heaven and placed him perfectly in my vision. His words greeted me so gentle, gentler than any that had ever been spoken to me. He called me angel and said, I found your wings. And I repaired them with your tears. I've never heard anything more beautiful. And then he said, the only release necessary is from the hold that you place on your heart. Mm. Although the pain, anguish, and anger felt from being heartbroken is very real indeed, it isn't that of which any of those that hold on to us. It is us that holds on to it. In the beginning, it is natural response, then reaction. But then it becomes choice. So forgive often and live every moment with purpose and intention. Just then and there, my eyes were opened. And that is when I saw that he called me Angel. And he was more than a Paul. That's that piece.
Oh, my God.
That's that.
Yes, indeed.
That's that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That.
I feel like when you read, I would love for people to be able to just see the words going across their screen to, like, really get the impact of, like, how much goes into each of your lines, because there's some deep stuff in here. Like the one you were like, my heart screamed to be, to the universe to expand, that whole part right there. I couldn't get it all as you were going, but I'm like, can you repeat that one for me?
Okay. My heart crying to the universe to expand my arms because I realized they ran out of space when I started stumbling over pieces of my shattered heart that was hitting the floor because they couldn't fit.
You hear that? King, do you hear that line? Do you hear it just like pregnant with meaning? Like that's a whole lesson in and of itself. Like you asking for more space to accept something that you need to just, child.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I love the ooh, child. I love it. That's what you know it hit. Thank you.
Yes, it did. I'm like, listen. My goodness. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I can't wait to see you know, bust a move. Because your stuff is just so inspirational and it's so honest. And I love it. All right. It looks like La Perla Negra's call might have dropped. Well, I hope that you received flowers, and we thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, come back if you get a chance. All right.
No doubt.
King. Yeah. All right. It looks like we still have a couple of callers in queue. We're going to spin around and see if Otto would like to sit another one of his freestyles since we've been in the block. And then it looks like we have another caller after that. All right. Okay. All right, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. I know you're still hanging in there with us. Do you have another piece or another freestyle you'd like to share with us? You do? Okay.
Always.
All
you
right.
know what? I must say that music, the music selection, I love the music selection. And Legacy, I love me some Legacy.
Yes.
You know, it's
yes.
all right. Oh, yes. That's what I love beautiful black women. She is beautiful. I mean, yeah, I love my sisters now. I mean, that's just, you know, I love everybody, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Special
you
spot
know.
For the sisters, huh?
Yeah, that's what exactly. You say it better than me.
All right, Otto, and thank you for loving on the women. That's what it's all about tonight. So thank you for bringing that perspective in. One more time for the one time. We're ready for another one of your freestyles. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
I tell you what, you give me the name of it, and then that's my poem.
The Black Woman Is.
Oh, you gonna give me something that's easy? I mean,
hey, listen, That means
yeah,
you're
easy.
Put your foot
some...
in it.
Yeah, that's something easy. Oh, okay. Every time I think of the black woman, I think of something that's very powerful. I think of something that's very phenomenal. She is a smile of greatness. Her strength and her wisdom is so contagious. You gotta be where that black woman has been, standing by her black man. She is like Coretta with Martin. She is Shabazz with Malcolm, Betty. She is that strong force, that black woman, that beautiful black woman, that when I think of something so great, I say black woman. When I am in my ancestor's voice, I see black woman. Black woman, you are that. You are that inspirational black woman. We can never forget you. For to be as a black man, to forget about the black woman, I tend to forget myself. So I stand with words that come to go ahead and give her those positive words. Black woman, you are that everlasting voice. Black woman, you are my choice. I can't even think of not joining in with the black woman. You are Angela Davis, black woman. You are Harriet Tubman, black woman. I see you, black woman, I see you. I see your brilliance. I see you. I see that you are leading us. And sometimes the black man, we need you, black woman. I apologize for anything that have been going to get you, black woman. Black woman, you are to be respected and not neglected. I invested my whole smile, my whole style, and everything that I say about black women is so worthwhile. I can't forget you. You are right down the center. You are my adventure. We go through these things. Black woman, when I hold your hand, we have love across the land. You are Winnie Mandela, black woman. You are Rosa Parks, not going in the back because the queen belongs in the front. Yes, we are world. We are in the world of existence. I heard poetry in a black woman. I heard the fire. When black woman does her poem, she takes it all the way home and right down in a different zone. I love when a black woman speaks. I love when a black woman's willing to reach and willing to teach. Oh, yes. What would this world be without you? It's so scary, I cannot even think of that. But what you are, what is the black woman? There's not enough words to appreciate, to say exactly what a black woman is. Miss Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 gears in them all in, wiping and dry.
Oh, my God. Can't give it up, that one. Oh, that was, I love that. That was beautiful.
Point, brother. I mean,
it was.
Brother.
It was so passionate and heartfelt. This is exactly what this evening called for. You really just gave it that gusto. Oh, and the mention of all
of those. I told you sister love.
I could tell.
You
I
know.
Could tell. Oh,
yeah.
You said, black woman, you are a strong force. I heard poetry in a black woman. To be respected and not neglected. You are the everlasting voice. This is like love affirmations, and it's so, so beautiful. And it's from the heart, because it's not like you even wrote it down and it came out like that. So that's definitely fly and dope. Right, King?
You know what Malcolm X said about the black woman?
What's that?
Malcolm X, when he said how the black woman was unappreciated, if you ever listen to Malcolm, I listen to a lot of, my whole lot of my education is black education, so I listen to the ancestors like Malcolm X, Dr. King, Ossie Davis, you know, people of that character, you know. Listen to what Malcolm X had to say about how Malcolm X addressed the black woman. Very powerful. I've listened to all just about all his speeches. And I love to listen to Malcolm X. He's one of my favorite in history.
Absolutely. That one when he said the most hated person in America is a black woman. Most disrespected woman.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely powerful. Definitely powerful and honest perspective, because it feels that way a lot. You get a lot of gruff from a lot of different sides.
Yes. I think us as black men, we have an obligation to protect our black women.
Absolutely.
I feel like, I think that we need to get like the 60s, like when black people are standing together and owning things.
Mm-hmm.
Owning things from economic, you know, being the builders that we are. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I feel like, you know, my woman is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Strong black woman. Okay. She knows that I love her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without a doubt. And we talk all the time about certain things. She asks me questions.
That's beautiful. To have an open dialogue. That's really awesome. Thank you for that. And that's definitely a good speech.
Much love to you.
I don't even think of it. Thank you. Thank you. Definitely appreciate it. And on behalf of all of the women listening tonight, we definitely appreciate all of the, you know, the love that you poured on black women today. So thank you, Otto. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you. I'm glad I could brighten up a black woman's day.
You definitely did that. All right. Okay, Otto, we're going to get on to this queue and get to the next caller. But it has been such a pleasure. Thank you, King.
Thank you.
One love, one
I'm up here driving right now, too.
Okay. Be safe out there, for sure.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Thank you.
One love, one mic, Otto.
One love, one mic.
Okay. Ooh, he put his foot in that one. You know, the old ones had you say, you know, when you really give it all it's got, you put your foot in it. It's automatic, charismatic. Definitely put his foot in that piece, and we are loving it. Thank you for joining us. Oh, man, King. The night is drawing to a close, so we're going to get to our next couple of callers and give them the stage that they deserve. Right? Looks like next up on the mic is Epiphany's Own Divine Inspiration. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing excellent. How are you, Your Majesty?
Hey,
what's going on? What's up, King? What's up, Queen?
We're good. It's good to hear your voice. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for always praying for us, because you know what? People don't say it, but they need it a lot more than they realize. And I know that I have needed it on a number of occasions, and you've given me a word that I needed. So thank you for praying for us.
It's my pleasure. That's my honor. My daddy helped me. I'm a mama's That's boy to the core, but I'm a daddy's boy too, you know.
Yes, you indeed.
Whether we want to or not, or whether That's that would true. Be our first choice or not, you find mm-hmm. that when you do his bidding, it comes out
all
right.
Yes, it is. That's right. You don't realize spiritual hygiene is just as important as everything else that we think we're working on and trying to get into order. If that spiritual hygiene isn't in order, you're still going to feel like you stink. So definitely appreciate you always giving the good word.
But as long as you're going through the emotions, you're trying. And I think that's the most important thing, that we continually strive for perfection. Not that we will attain it.
Yeah,
the growth, the wisdom, the strengthening is all in the striving, the trying.
Yes, indeed. That is very true. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. I just wanted to get that out of the way before we get into this conversation. And tonight, the topic of conversation is a woman's strength. And I was asking earlier if there is any like core memories of an important woman in your life showing the strength of a woman that you'd like to share. Just a minute, you know. Just one. I know there's probably more than one, but just one would be great.
Oh, yeah. But like I told y'all, I'm a mama's boy. And now, mind you, my mother was one of the old, she reminds you of them old-fashioned school moms, you know, the prim and proper, you know, that's like, love them to death. But, I got suspended from school in 10th grade because I threw a dictionary out the window. And it was because the dictionary had the definition of a nigger, any member of a dark-skinned race. Webster,
wow.
I think it was the 1964 edition. And I threw it out the window. Anyway, they suspended me. And my mother, who I hardly ever hear her use profanity. And she's also a teacher there. But we went up to the school, straight to the principal's office. She walked past the receptionist. Busted on into that office, a bit turned around, looking at me, go sit in the hallway. You know, my ears were like radar discs. But that's the first time I ever heard her drop the F-bomb. And I was like, oh, man, I was almost doing backflips in the hallway. Get him out of here!
That's my mom.
At that time, she's like 5 foot, 5 and a half. She might have weighed a buck or five straight out the shower.
Oh,
but she went in there and came out and said, now go to class.
Wow.
And that was the end of that.
Oh, my God.
But that was just
a tight little
bit like
of said,
ferocious.
So wow.
So many.
Yeah.
You got to realize, the strength that women have. I don't know. It's hard to comment on it today because it seems like a large percentage of males have gotten to the point where they are fearful of a strong woman
mm-hmm.
instead of insisting on a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have a strong woman to help you when you're weak, what do you have?
Right.
Nothing.
That's true. People want immediate gratification, and they don't want to take the time to build those. Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those lessons too often have to learn the hard way.
When you're on your knees.
Mm.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful memory of your mom. That shows you how strong, you know, when you see your mother go to bat for you like that and really just, you know, advocate for you. And it's like, I think sometimes we have a tendency to look at women and you think, especially if it's small in stature, that they don't have any strength, but they could be ferocious. My mother was a tiny woman, and she was a force to be reckoned with when she got out. With
uh-huh. Yes, indeedy. Yes, mm-hmm. indeedy.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. Would you mind sharing with us a poetry?
You know, it was funny. I really didn't know. I just felt like I needed to call in. I didn't know what show was tonight. And then I was hearing some of the poems, and automatic made me choose one from CC did. If we were at the Inspiration Factor, I would challenge him to a freestyle. But since we're not there, we're not going to worry about that. We're not going to do that.
Well,
don't you, one of you dare open his mic.
I will. He's on the line. He's still here's your challenge. So you know where to show up on Sunday night, Mr. Automatic. It's the challenge.
It's a joke, okay, Otto? Don't get all happy about that. It's
okay.
A joke.
I understand.
You do some damage control.
Oh, my God. Don't get scared. I think that'll be a nice one. That thing always gets me. When we hit the 11 o'clock hour, which means that no one else can call in and join us in all of our reindeer games, the background music has a tendency to go up, so I apologize for that. All right. So when you are ready, the mic is all yours, Divine Inspiration.
Thank you. This piece is called Blessed by God. I want you all to take a journey with me. In your mind and in your hearts. I want us to travel back in time to where motherhood got its start. Now, mind you, this trip won't be successful without an open mind because we're going way back to when God created mankind. On the fifth day of God creating this world, the Bible says that he created man out of the dust, and his awesome power, his breath, he enabled that dust. Man was created and was honored to be God's friend. They actually held personal conversations. But something else was necessary to bring about God's plan to birth many nations. He needed a blessed vessel through which he could usher forth his miracle of life. Ergo, he created for Adam a woman to bear his children as his wife. Before her, only our omnipotent God had ever created and nurtured a new creation. And such a privilege and honor it must be to be the vessel to usher forth God's desired future nations. As time went on and our population grew, man, much to our regret, chose to belittle you. His ego and pride twisted God's perfect intent, and the honor you deserve became lost and spent. That's not to say all men treated you so. Most really have a godly heart. But for those ungodly, Satan and lust played a very large part. You see, what was once the source of your blessing has become a mere orifice and free for the undressing. Despite and through it all, you stayed strong. And you were the backbone of both your children and your man. That was also one of God's gifts to the world. Because of your strength and support, man was able to stand. Now here we are, generations upon generations later, it seems not much has changed. Man still often undervalues your worth by degrading you and using you and calling you out your name. Well, I'm here today, McQueens, to ask, no, to beg, that you would forgive man's present and our past. I'm also here to remind you just how needed you are if mankind is to continue and to last. We need your strength, your wisdom, and your compassion, and we need to appreciate just what you are. You are blessings, the Father. His miracle. You are so much more than your undeserved scars. Look into the mirror, queens of this earth, and tell who you see she is deserving of her limitless wealth.
You are woman, strong and heavenly blessed. And believe that. From your soul down to your very genes, you are truly one of the most powerful forces this world has ever seen. Never on your value, your importance, or your place. Mankind as a whole owes you homage and respect, so don't allow your past, a man, circumstances, or anything to cause you to vacate that valued space. We need you strong, with your head held high, as you were created to be. You are the true glue that holds us all together. You must be strength, class, and positivity, proudly for all mankind to see. This is who God himself each of you to be. Poem.
Wow.
Hey, preacher man.
Wow.
I like it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was dope.
It really was. Oh, man. That line
Thank
where you
God.
Were like, the force of your blessed became just an orifice, that whole little stanza there, I'm like, there was so much in this piece that I just love and admire, and I'm so glad that you said today. This is really beautiful.
Hmm.
You have so much more than your undeserved scars. It's like so much. Oh, I loved it. I'm sorry. I'm lost for words right now. I'm all flustered.
It's okay. God's will.
And the idea that they twisted God's precious intent into what it is today, and now we kind of like changed the narrative of what it was meant to be, and then we're arguing for the place that you're meant to be, for going in the original and true direction. Like, you're not going to get
right
there from the way you face it,
yeah,
but if you get back to it, then that's where all
none
the
of us will
flow from. Yeah, yeah.
None of us will get to where we belong if we don't meld together as one. And that's in any relationship, in relationships and affairs of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think God's love was the greatest gift that God could have ever given us.
Absolutely.
And out of his love for man, he created woman.
Mm.
Because he loved us so much, he gave us his love, another form of his love. You know what I mean? It's so deep, and yet it's so simple. Love and honor one another. But we've gotten so far from it. You know, and it's past the point of it mattering who is to blame, why it happened, how it happened. Who cares? It happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to make a concentrated effort of changing it.
Mm-hmm.
These young ladies can't sit up there proud and talk about, oh, yeah, I'm his bee. How dare you? Tell yourself off like that.
Yeah.
Look at the man. Remember who you are. Because a king, you will never have a true king if you aren't a true queen.
Mm.
A man, that man needs that queen to help him to be a full, functioning, successful king.
Okay.
You know, we need y'all to knock us upside the head every now and then and temper some edges that we have. Or maybe present a better way of thinking about things. You know, it takes both.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in the day, the woman ran the household. We all knew that. But she never said it. She never showed it. She allowed dad to be the man that had a household. Now, that night when they went to bed together, you know, George, you shouldn't ought to did it that way and so on and so forth. And they talk about things. And he received it. That's just one little bit better than he is because his queen helped him to become a better king.
Mm-hmm. And what did they say?
I
house
run my
of iron.
Yeah,
but it's like, you know, a house of iron can't stand. People don't realize having your attention in all of these different places, and you think you're going to find that unification in yourself, and it's not going to happen. You know,
spite, you know, they say cutting off your hands to spite your face at the end of the day, thinking of y'all.
Yeah.
You said a mouthful when that was tall, and I thank you very much. I really do. It is getting a little bit late, and we got a few more calls that we want to get through, but we definitely, King and I, thank you for joining us today with your awesome words of inspiration. Just bringing your light and your energy and that awesome piece of poetry.
Really enlightened.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
You're most welcome. But before you leave, do you want to let everyone know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio family?
Okay, real quickly. This coming Sunday, last Sunday, unfortunately, I had to cancel. I got called in at the last minute to work. Such is my life. But anywho, this Sunday is going to be open mic. We just want to hear what saith the Lord through your tongue and your pen, whether it be through testimony, through song, through poetry, you know, bring it, prayer requests. But I want you to be on the lookout for some changes. I've dropped hints and alluded to it and spoke about it in triples here and there, but just look for some changes, some additions, I should say, not changes, some additions. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm gonna make you keep calling in just to see what the changes are.
All right.
That's with myself and Mr. Alonzo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you join them on Sunday night for the Inspiration Factory and the different programs that is going to come from it. It's definitely a good time. So check them out.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Come on,
three.
Thank you both so much for having me this evening.
You're most welcome. One love and one mic tonight.
One love, one mic.
One mic. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Divine Inspiration again. Make sure that you check him out on Sunday night. Him and Alonzo always have a very inspirational show for you to join into. Get that little bit of praise in your life to start your week. And some poetry to top it off. It's always a good time. All right. Okay. It is 11:11, the lucky hour. Well, it's 11:12 now, but the show will go on. Every voice must be heard. And last up in the queue, last but certainly not least, is Mr. Tuesday Night himself, Mr. Javi. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Mahavi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm trying to keep it quiet, but I might have to switch locations because, you know, people don't really care about noise, things of that sort. So give me 2 minutes. Well,
okay.
Not even 2 minutes. Give me 30 seconds. Just hold on.
Okay. All right.
Dope show tonight, Queen.
Yes, it has been.
Music and poetry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Really bad, okay, so it looks like after Mojave.
I'm right here, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting it. Okay.
How are you feeling, bro?
How are you doing tonight?
No, given the totality of circumstances, physically I'm fine, mentally I'm a little bit ghost, but thank God I'm here. I just for the living. I'm just going to try to preserve everything else that's happening. But that's not what we're here for tonight. We're here to talk about Black women, correct?
Well,
that's
we
right.
Need to share.
You're definitely in our prayers, man. You and your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's
so thank you. I appreciate that. I've never felt more supported in my life. It's been pretty great in a lot of different ways. And other things, you know, you find out stuff how people are. Some people are just inane and unreasonable and they just don't understand what they're doing. You know, they try to load into your family because they're married to one of your family members and you just got to be like... lately. Explain it to you. But you just got here. Calm yourself. Go have a seat. Sit down. But we are not going to get into too much in that. But I've always, I'm being prepared to get this on at any moment.
Oh no!
I'm gonna let it fly.
Please, as some wise man once said, "Hammer, don't hurt."
Nah, I'm gonna let it go.
Please don't.
Oh, no.
You can't call me obstinate and think I'm gonna sit around and be like, oh, okay. I was like, okay. Listen, I'm gonna leave right now. Literally, I was right out of here. I was like, I'm out. And they like, oh, blah blah. I said, you talking about it? It was like, nah. I said, listen, you might disown me the next time because I'm gonna let it fly. And he's like, I said, okay, we all got to do what we got to do. I'm making a lot of jokes right now. I was really mad yesterday. I was hopping mad. I said, man, listen, I had a scene coming out of my ears. Looked like a cartoon. Oh. That. Anyway.
Eesh, oh, my gosh.
Pretty good side. Okay. What were you talking about? Black women, right?
What were you saying?
You celebrate
a woman's strength. Yes, a woman's strength.
Okay.
So before we get started, and I know that your mind is in a million different places, and those places are very important. So if you really don't involve the women tonight, I totally understand. You get a pass. But we are asking or hoping that you would like to share a memory with an important, like a moment that showed you the strength of an important woman in your life. Something like one of those fundamental core memories that was like, yes, that showed me a woman's strength.
All right. So, wow. That's deep. My grandmother. All right. So, my grandmother never finished high school. She only went to, I believe, 9th or 10th grade. But she was the smartest person in the room at all the times and always let you know that she was the smartest person in the room. She literally could count and do everything. She held the whole family together by her calculations. Exceedingly good at math. Played numbers, hit all the time. Didn't know how she did it. She also was the person who managed all the budgets for everything that happened. So if she said it was going to happen, it was going to happen. If there was going to be a celebration, it was going to be a celebration. She never missed. She figured out how to keep us. It was four boys, her and her husband, kept the whole house fed. Nobody was on services. That woman was amazing. And she also told me about entrepreneurship. Like, when I think about stuff now, I remember she used to have me walk around with ceramics, ringing doorbells and selling them to people. And it told me that I watched her literally take liquid clay, pour it into a mold, let that mold harden, watch her take that mold, put it into the kiln. She had her own kiln, her own painting, her own stuff that she did. And watched her make clay into a piece that she painted that everybody wanted to have a piece of that I would then take to walk around and sell. No plan, no nothing. But this is how I got clothes for fourth grade. This is how I watched her say, you could take something like dirt, make it into gold. That's when I knew. That's how I knew. That's how I always knew about my grandmother. She was that person who was simply amazing. And it's not like I just have one particular person, but if I think about the person who kind of molded and shaped things, you know, in a lot of ways.
That's awesome. That's an awesome memory. That's beautiful. That is very beautiful because you don't realize until you get older. When you're younger, it just feels like a lot going on. But when you get older, it's like those are those fundamental principles that kind of guide you through the rest of your life that you don't realize. It's like sometimes I talk to my kids and like kids talk back so much. They think they know already. So I tell them all the time, I'm like, you know, you don't have to listen to me. Just treat what I say as if it's a little, like some change, like some, you know, quarters, nickels, and dimes. I'm like, put it in your pocket because you're going to need it at some point later on in life. You don't realize you need it right now, but put that in your pocket, you know. And I feel like there's a lot of things that, you know, like memories like those bring it into focus. Just how many things we kind of like take and put in our pocket from the people that influence us, especially early in life. So that's a beautiful memory. And I think it made you a great part of the reason you're a great person you are now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I'll be laughing about a lot of stuff when you go through your memories. I'm like, yo, my grandmother taught me how to grow watermelon, straight up. Yeah, we call it the watermelon kid. You know, out there, you're like, yeah, you know, go out here and water this patch. Like, what? What's been out here in the hot ass sun? And what is that? Like, y'all gonna take turns? You're gonna take turns? But here it is. She taught us how to hold the land in our own backyard. You know, told us how to grow this watermelon. You know, we call it the watermelon caper. We're like, oh, this is no watermelon, but we grew that watermelon. And we did enjoy eating it. No, that was back when watermelons had seeds.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That was the official.
Yes, it was. Oh, man. But you know what? Yeah. We might be getting back to the need to have those type of skills. So definitely pass them on to your little one because we might be out here foraging and hunting in a minute.
Listen, the way things are going, my brother
system.
Got stocks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, going back to bartering and all this other good stuff. You know, the funny thing is they talk about the agrarian system, how people used to go to school for only about an hour, you know, and now people trained you to work in the industrial age by creating a thing to create things. And I was like, yo, this is really like a receipt because you're just primed to work as opposed to learning entrepreneurial skills. And then school went on. You know, I know that when I was in school, we had government, we had home economics. They don't give you none of that now. What you got?
Right.
So, you know, you got to be in this category to get that. Why can't I learn that? But you can't. Anyway, let me stop taking
right,
time.
Right.
We
appreciate your input. That's what we're here for. So definitely glad that you're willing and open to share with us. As always, we would love to hear a video of poetry before we get on out of here today. Do you have a few blocks locked up for it?
I think I might. Let me see what I got. Hold on. Is that too loud?
No, it's good.
I love you for always seeing the best in me. The light I carry, the darkness that haunts me, the bearing of a heavy heart, the lack of get right, the insight to see the forever being in thought. How you love the rough parts, how you soothe my cracks like rough edges like a lotion. Take the forbidden pieces and give them names. Take the bad and sweeten them to taste. Make me proud of being me again. Make me remember the joy in singing with a smile, how to dance with my heart, how you play Isis to my Osiris, my Ossie Davis to your Ruby Dee, how you can call me a black king on a board that constantly seeks to check me, how making love to you is like making whole, offering lips and warm wet, letting me never forget I am man. from a mind scattered, and you gather my thoughts like smoke and help them to precipitate creativity. You love my mind. How your moan makes me feel the utmost desire to feel the fire between your hips. How lower lips swallow and suck out potential spirit that waits for birth. How you remind me to love earth, and that you are always of all that is great and within you the essence to create this blessed change. You kiss my hands as if they were the only thing holding the world together. You kiss my lips as if they're the only thing holding you together. You grasp me like it was the only thing that you were born to do. But this is why I love you. You remind me of women who love with the whole of themselves, putting themselves soul into each touch, kissing spirit where others speak only words. You give love. You're deeper than a 70s ballad where saying that this love was timeless or giving birth, pushing ancestral memory, crafting through love's sake. You make it all real, better than a feel. You put the universe on display. Show the strength and resolve of a black woman, come what may. You carry night and promise on your shoulders, like the bridge called your back endures the day. You are God beauty shaped in earth and clay, an ocean of mindless, endless motion at play. How you are the difference between worlds. You are between life and death, the breaths of joy, the essence of breath. You give until there's nothing left, just to say that you were here, that we were here. And it's time that someone said, I love you. For it, all of it. We love you. For it, our life, our love, who we become, who we became, your name, scripted across our lips, spoken sweetly from my tongue. You are the song that we've sung from now into eternity. Black woman, you were meant to be in all the essence, your greatness, your melanin. We celebrate you. We love you. For it all, for all of it, for you, our blessing. Our greatest lesson is to learn, stay at your feet, and know you are a rib, you are next to our heart, meant to be protected. You are the art that we were meant to script, meant to paint. It is what it ain't, but it ain't what it always is. You are our best. What we were meant to be here for. You are our Lord, the greatest treasure. Our measure is you. Our measure is you.
I just have to let that breathe for a second. So beautiful. King.
Oh, that was like, that was deeper than the abyss, man. Yo, you definitely be fly with it, man. When I grow up, I want to be like you.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, that was
you want to be like you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He said, take the forbidden pieces and give them names. I was like, what? It was a Ruby D and Ozzy Davis line. And I'm like, yeah, just like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
that the whole time I'm just like, yeah, just like that. That's just the right recipe right there. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. Really, Nathan.
It definitely is on point. Definitely came through with that one. as always, all your pieces apply.
Your pieces just exude a love and sensuality that's just intoxicating, and you just fall into it, and then you slow it down so well that it's like you just get to indulge in it with you, and I love it so much. And like King said, I want to be like you when I grow up too, you know.
How have you progressed?
Yeah, definitely. Your woman.
No, seriously,
yeah,
you own your lane. You own your perspective. You own your way of bringing your poetry, bringing your heart to the words that you write, and then when you express them, it's felt. It's like you exist in that moment with you, and it's just so beautiful. It's a vibe. It's a whole vibe. For real. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being you, and thank you for persevering, because I know it's been like a lot going on, and it's hard to keep your eyes on the focus. And you know, I commend, we're celebrating the women tonight, but I also commend the men, especially the men of Epiphany, on persevering through the things that you go through and still coming out of it with so much heart and passion. And I definitely love that. And this piece was very, you know, telling of that. So that's what I loved about it. So thank you. Thank you from me. Thank you from us.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate everybody in Epiphany Radio Universe family. Thank you for all the well wishes, the prayers, the blessings. More importantly, it takes one to know one. Y'all are an amazing group of people. I don't even know if y'all know how really important you are, not just to me, but to the universe. That's why it's like I worked on the Camp 50 Great Universe, so that people could really understand that we represent the diverse styles. There's no any of us that are the same, but the energy is just so amazing and growth-centered, and it's just like, you know, you can come on a show on any given night and hear some of the most amazing poetry, be attracted to the most incredible energy that presents itself. So, y'all dope. Thank you for allowing me to be around y'all. Much as y'all are with me, I am also with you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. We love you, Javi. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. That was a beautiful way to, like, you know, draw the evening to a close. So we definitely thank you for bringing all that passion in. It wasn't, you know, sexy. It was the King Drip sensuality, but it was like a heartfelt love that is a whole other aspect of your personality that I really love. So I do thank you for sharing that with us as this evening to a close. And before we do let you go, I do want you to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
I don't know what I have planned. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants right now. I know we're supposed to do some money dripping stuff tomorrow, but I'm not really up to that right now. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll go from there.
Okay. So, well, if you're here, we're here for it. Tuesday night is Javi's night with his myriad of shows and ideas and talent and groups of people and lines of thought that he brings to Tuesday night when he is in his full form. We understand that you've gone through a lot and more than a loss of your brother, so our prayers are with you to give you strength. And, you know, I know everybody probably agrees with me that you take the time that you need. And we'll be here when you're ready to get back.
Definitely. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
We're going to let you get some rest. Thank you so much, Mojave. It's been a pleasure speaking with you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, King Atterbury. King Atterbury from Mojave.
All right, Javi. Right. One love, one light. Okay.
Love on mic.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing night. And that was a great way to close it out. Javi has a way with words. And the full spectrum of Epiphany family and everyone that joined us tonight, I just want to take a minute before we go to just thank you, because you can literally be anywhere else in the world on this Monday night, but you decided to be here with us, and it means a lot to me. And I know it means a lot to you as well. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we mosey on out?
I'd just like to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Rocking out with us and tune in tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying, on the Let's Talk Network. You know what I'm saying? Poetry Corner. With me and my boy, you know what I'm saying? Poetic. Van Meadows. You know what I mean? 7:30. Be there, okay. Be with.
Absolutely. Make sure you check it out. And if we didn't get a chance to get the rundown from our station manager tonight, but just know every night of the week here on the Epiphany Radio family, there is a show. There is some poetry. There is an open mic for you to express your art and to just share with us. You know what I mean? We're here for that. We are here to elevate the culture in our own individualized way. So make sure that you check us out every night between 9 and 10 p.m. Check out Facebook, our Facebook group, the Epiphany Radio Family Facebook group, the Poetry Corner Facebook group to get more details on the expansion of the Poetry Corner. You know, just give us a follow. Love to hear you. And as usual, one love, one light.
One love, one light.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.